Lovers and friends.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back, everybody. This is season two of the Incredible Lovers and Friends podcast. Did you miss us? Did you guys miss us?
We've been gone for a while.
Were you looking for us? Trying to figure out where we were? Looking, searching, trying to see where we were? My name is Junie Mars.
And I'm Lita Rose.
And this is our first episode of season two. And this episode is entitled Ice Cream
and Allergies.
And allergies. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Because we were walking in the park because Lita Rose actually does have allergies.
Yes.
So we were walking in the park and we were actually eating ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, ice cream and allergies.
Because at that moment, my allergies were like acting up and I didn't have any tissue with me. And I was like, okay, how long are we going to be out here for?
Because she always asks me every time we go for a walk.
Yeah, it's like the grass, the pollen, trees, any of that. So it's like my allergies was just like irritating me. So we decided to do a podcast, an episode about it.
Yeah, and we thought like this would be the best way to kick off our first episode, because we're doing it, you know, and releasing it towards the end of the summer. So this episode is going to be all about recapping our experience this summer.
Yes.
Our birthday celebrations.
Yes.
What we've learned about cutting our hair.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because the last time, like, I had locks in my size shave. I think that's the last time when we did the episode. That's how my hair was. And then after that, I cut it, and then I grew it out.
Is that the last time we did
And I believe so. And then I cut it, and then I grew it out trying to get an afro, and I just cut it all off again. So
cut it all. And I feel like I don't remember what my hair looked like, to be honest, at the time.
I think you had the man bun. Like, you were doing that again.
And your I was doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now both of us have gone through a hair shaving journey. You know, both of us grew our hair out a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot longer. I had an afro, like a big afro, not huge, but like in between. Almost teeny weeny or TWA.
Yeah, it was like almost outgrown a TWA.
Almost approaching
a
larger afro when I plucked it out. And honestly, for me, I felt like I was hiding, like I wasn't myself.
With your hair?
Yeah, like even though I wanted, because my hair was unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to grow it out to prove that I could like grow it out again.
Yeah.
Because what happened was like I dyed my hair and then I wasn't moisturizing and taking care of it properly. And then my diet wasn't the best. So my hair was actually falling out. So I really wanted to, like, I guess a year ago I shaved it and I was regrowing it because I wanted to, you know, just see if it was okay now, if it was healthy. And so then I just kept growing it, honey, until it got to be a lot. And I felt like I was wearing like a lot of hats, you know, and I was like, felt like I was sort of hiding behind my hair.
Mm-hmm.
And while I've had huge afros before, I felt like, I just felt like I wasn't being myself. So in May, I did the big chop. Lita Rose actually took the clippers, honey, and the scissors. And if you go on my Instagram, you can follow my journey. And my Instagram is junie.mars. And yours is
Lita Rose underscore. Yes.
So if you look at my Instagram, you'll see the journey. And you also see on Lita Rose's page her journey, right? Because you still have your Afro pictures?
Oh, yeah. There's some pictures where I had my hair. Well, apparently, some people didn't know I had that much hair. So, when I cut it, it wasn't, like, a big thing. So, I was like, fine, whatever.
What do you mean? Like, people were like, oh, you cut it?
It was like, oh, you got a, like, it, to them, it was, like, more of it was a trim. I'm like, I got a haircut. They're like, oh, you got it cut. Some people knew I got it cut. And some people was like, oh, how long was it again? I'm like, it was a little curl. It was hair, okay? My little curls was just, like, together.
You mean, like, don't act like you didn't see my curl journey, okay?
Okay. They act like it was already, like, short. They act like it was, like, so close that I just got, like, one. Like, you know, as if I just, they cut it one time and bam. I'm like, I've been growing this out for 7 months, okay?
Okay.
But, yeah, some because pictures up there.
That's true because, like, I think my journey was, I first shaved it October 1st of 2018. And then I waited all the way until May of 2019, the end of May, so almost June of 2019 to cut it. So that's, like, 8 months, I think.
Yeah, mine was, like, 7 months. Yeah. Like 7, 8 months, yeah.
And so, but doesn't it feel free?
Yes. Like, I was like, what? Like, I was looking at my old pictures that I already posted on my Instagram, my new Instagram account. And I was like, what was I doing? Like, I mean, it was fine. Like, I was taking care of it. But I was just like, it just wasn't me. Mm-hmm. I guess I was trying to, like, I mean, because I had my hair cut before, too, like, many times, like, short. But I feel like my shortcut is me, and I was just trying to go back to a fro that was no longer me, you know? And I was just like, maybe everyone see my hair long. Like, let me just grow it out for a little bit. Maybe they want to see Kalita with, like, long hair, you know?
And that's another thing. So. Like, sometimes we do things, and we don't even realize we're doing things because other people say things like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, like, you know, you always wear your hair short, like, can you grow it out, like, I want to see it grow out. And like, I remember my mom, like, she would always say, oh, you have such pretty hair, like, you have such pretty curls, like, mm-hmm. I want to see your curls.
Yeah.
And then as a couple, for both of us, we actually hadn't, like, when we started talking on OkCupid, right, and we shared our story many times, but as you all know, we originally met on OkCupid, but we started dating nearly a year later when we met on the platform of the train.
Mm-hmm.
But when we met on OkCupid, Lita Rose had an afro in her profile picture, but I hadn't, when I met her on the train platform at that point, a year later, she had just cut her hair.
Like, I just cut my hair.
So I never got to know her with an afro.
Right.
And then she never really got to know me with, like, a full head of hair. I always had, like, some on top, like a man bun style, but then I always shaved it. So
we was like, oh, let's just grow it out so we can see each other, like, you know, with hair. And we did, and it was like, okay, it's time to cut it. Like, we did it, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's important to see what works for you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay. You know, it's like two ways. It's okay to be somebody who always want to change your look up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe that's what's fun about having shortcuts, that you could actually constantly dye your hair and change your look up. And then I think it's also okay to have your style, you know, like your go-to look.
Right.
And discover what makes you feel like you.
Right.
Maybe it is you like having hair on the top, like a lot of hair on the top, and you like shaving the sides, you know? Maybe you like having a really shaved, like, low cut. Maybe you like having really long hair. It's like, we have to see what works for us and not let society or, you know, like, friends
family, just people in general, like co-workers or whatever,
dictate what and how we should look.
Well, let me tell you, I knew it was two reasons why I should have cut my hair a long time ago. One of my former co-workers, like, I think I was asking her about does she not have braid hair?
Oh, yeah.
And I guess she just thought it was for me. And she's like, oh. And I was like, oh, it's not for me, it's my girlfriend. But yeah, I am growing my hair out. She's like, oh, really? And I was like, bitch. Yes. Like, I can't grow my hair. She's like, oh, I just took you for like a shortcut kind of girl. And I was like, what? But I mean, she's right. And then someone else said, I was like, yeah, I think I'm growing my hair out. Like, just get it long again, just see whatever. She was like, yeah, it's just gonna make you look super young. And I was like, I know. Because with me, with long hair, I already look young, but it makes me look like a 12-year-old. And I'm like, But with my short cut out, it always makes me feel like sexy and like my age and all of those things.
It does.
Yeah.
And it brings out your face, like make it look snatched.
Yeah.
That wasn't a good like lip pop. A la Alyssa Edwards.
Yes.
You know. Shout out to all the drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race. But yeah, like, you know, it really frames your face.
Yeah.
And makes you look like, of course you're beautiful, babe. But you know, like, it makes you look like, she's like, I know, honey. Okay? Get that right. But like, it frames your face.
It does. It really does. You know? It really does.
And I feel the same way for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I cut it, and it's just like right now it's at the point, because I ran into a friend like the other day, and she was asking me, oh, are you gonna grow it out again, because it's starting to grow out the last time that I shaved it, which was May 28th or something.
Someone asked you that?
Yeah. And I was like, no, I don't think so. Like, I know I'm at the point right now where it's starting to do the wave thing. Like, my hair naturally starts waving up. But I know for me, that's the limit, honey. Because, first of all, I'm hot at this moment in time. It's too hot. Okay? But it's just, like, for me, I know that's my look. My range is from a shave down to, like, where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with that. And then, like, to maintenance it and just to know.
Yeah.
You know, that's what works for me. It's important. You know, there's some people like Lena Waithe who, you know, she did her very famous cut where she cut her locks off and she looks stunning, you know. And her shortcut, you can tell, is very well maintenance.
Yes.
She probably has a barber, I don't know, but, like, who comes, like, regularly.
Oh, she does, yeah.
And just to know what works for you.
In your lifestyle.
Yeah, and whether is it you get your hair cut once a week, you know, twice a month, what is it, what works for you? Because that's part of self-care and self-love, is to feel your best by looking your best, whatever that means for you.
Yeah.
And Lita Rose and I have been on a minimalist journey.
Yes.
Where we have really been trying our best to be aware and conscious of, you know, how we operate in our space, how we operate in terms of what we are consuming, like our clothes.
Right.
Even the plastic bags that we use, like, we are trying our best because it's especially in the United States, you know, it's like we consume plastic so much. There's so much, like, wrapping and bags and this and this and da-da-da-da. But we're trying to be more mindful of, like, if you have a tote bag, keep one in, like, wrapped up, you know, because they're pretty small. The ones you can buy, you know, that fold up.
Right.
You can keep one in your, like, bag, you know, that you take regularly, whatever bag that might be for you. And then keep one in whatever you keep. Like, for me, I like having a fanny pack. That's what I use to walk my dog every day and everything like that, my nature walks. If you know you're going to carry that regularly when you do your errands, you just already have it in your bag, so you're ready to go instead of taking on a plastic bag.
Right.
So your hair, the clothes you wear, the lifestyle you lead, all of that's really important part of your self-care and your self-awareness and your journey. So just keep that in mind, you know? And, like, we've given away
a lot. I don't even have that much now, and I'm still, like, giving stuff away. But I like it. I like doing that. So, yeah, I just really love, like, the minimalist, like, living and lifestyle.
And you've been decluttering a lot.
Yeah, and I don't even have a lot. And, yes, so I'm still, like, it just makes me very conscious in my mind, like, very clear of, like, what I need and, like, do I really need to buy this? Or I'm being obsessive about buying things. So, yeah, I've just been, like, in my, like, mood. Like, it's, like, every weekend. It happens every weekend. Like, I always, like, find something. Like, I haven't been using this at all. Or this is, like, so dusty. Like, someone else can use this. Like, it's just sitting here collecting dust. And it's just here. So, like, why? Like, I don't need it.
Yeah, it's like Marie Kondo, you know, her book. And she has a Netflix show, The Joy of Tidying Up. And she talks about how, like, you should regularly, like, declutter. It's not like some, I mean, I know most of us think of it like, you know, you do spring cleaning,
right?
Like, once a year, or, like, you know, when summer comes, you might, like, declutter your fall or winter clothing,
like a seasonal thing.
Like, seasonal. Mm-hmm. But honestly, you should be decluttering every week.
Yeah,
sometimes,
like,
you can try to do, like, multiple days in the week, you know?
Right.
Going through your closet and looking through and saying, like, does this thing really bring me joy anymore? Like, be real with yourself. Like, I that's something I had to do, honey. It's like, do I actually wear this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just holding on to it because maybe before I used to wear it a lot, but it doesn't really fit my lifestyle anymore? So, I'm going to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to think, like, if we're not using something, like, at the moment, everything should have a utility in your life. Like, if you're not using something or you use it, like, once a year, that's not really a necessity for you to have. And there could be somebody who really needs it right now, and you can donate that thing. For us, we just leave it downstairs a lot of the times for our neighbors,
people in the building,
our community. You know, and it gets snatched up real quick.
Real fast. I feel like Santa Claus. I'm like, I do. I'm like, cause I get up super early so no one sees me when I'm, like, dropping it off. And I come back from work and it's, like, gone. I'm like, okay, great. And if you don't know how to, like, or where to start as far as, like, being a minimalist or, like, decluttering, it's plenty of videos on YouTube. I always watch them because, like, it keeps giving me inspiration of, like, to always, like, just check, even though I did it one time, like, so let me check again to, just to make sure. So I look at my little rack, I'm like, okay, I just stare at it, like, do I like how it looks? Okay for today I do. And then by the end of the week, sometimes I don't. It's one, like, shirt I'm like, you know what, I don't need this, or I can use it as, like, a nice shirt or whatever. Or this is no longer my style. But go to, like, YouTube channels and, like, just do your research online. Because I, like, read different articles. And it just helped me in that area. So.
Yeah. And it's like a muscle, like anything else, you know. It's like you don't. It's like at first, it's a little slower to do it, right? But then once you get into the habit and the rhythm of doing it, you get, you like, it's like a second nature. And you just, like, be throwing, tossing stuff, like, oh, I definitely don't need this, I don't, you know, but at first you might feel this sense of attachment to things, so you have this, I don't know if I need one, maybe, and if that's how you feel, it's good to have a yes, no, maybe set of piles, where maybe you definitely have things you know you want to keep, put that in the yes pile, and then put that back in your closet, and then you have a no pile that you know you definitely don't want to keep, put that in a bag and put that in a different room close to your door where you can easily donate it or sell it or whatever you want to do. And then with your maybe pile, maybe you keep that in a specific area of your room where you can, like, revisit it in a few days and see how you feel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But typically when I have a maybe pile, I just end up not keeping most of it. You know, like, typically it's just like you're holding on to an attachment.
Yeah.
And you'll feel, well, like, once you actually remove it from your closet, you'll be like, you know what, I actually don't need that thing.
Right.
You know, so we will definitely be sharing our minimalist journey with you guys throughout this season of the podcast. Oh, one more other thing I want to say is, you know, for the things that you have that are more, I would say, fancy or expensive, okay, because you know we have our nicer high-end stuff,
right?
You can sell those
things.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
don't
feel like
away.
If you feel like, well, you know, I paid a lot of money for this,
right?
Like, if you
sell it.
You can sell it on eBay or
Or if you know someone, like you have a close friend or a family that you would rather pass it down to them, you can do that as well. And also, like, minimalist is not just about, like, clothing. It could be anything. Whatever it could be for you. It's just, like, how much you spend or how much you, like, eat out. It could be anything. So it could be in any area or, like, all. But it's just, like, take your time. You don't feel like you have to be a minimalist in every single thing.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Just start with
one area. Is it my clothes? Like, for me, with my clothes, I was watching this video, and it's, like, different ways. And you don't have to follow any rules. Whatever you're watching, you don't have to follow their way of doing it either. It's just how they do it. But this lady, she said, like, oh, when it comes to clothing, do you get, like, you like a black shirt? Do you get, like, 5-6 pairs same of the shirt? Or you more, okay, I have a color scheme, or I like prints, so but you kind of know. So, like, for me, I'm moving towards, like, everything black. They don't have it in black. I'll do, like, dark gray because it's just easier for me to just grab and go versus, like, am I in the mood for this color? Do I feel like being, like, you know, I just, like, black, I just put it on. So, yes. That's, like, for me, is that color's where I'm going with, you know, like, everything black. Yeah, everything black. Like, my shoes will be more neutral, like, gray. I might have a pop of color sometimes in my shoes or, like, my accessories, like, my hat and stuff like that. But as far as, like, my outfits, like, going to be black.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, have your signature look. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, learn what is your signature look and then build your wardrobe around that.
Right?
If you know, for example, you are someone who likes to wear colors, okay. So make your wardrobe really colorful. Have your color palette in your wardrobe and build around that. You know, if you're somebody who, like Lita Rose, likes maybe a pop of color, but the main outfit is a black or gray or, you know, something like that, build your wardrobe around that. Exactly. And it's okay to have, like, you know, you like a specific kind of shirt.
Right.
So get that kind of shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when I find something I like, right now I'm into, like, Henley t-shirts, you know, the button style t-shirts. Then I'm going to look for that.
That, yeah.
Because I know that's my look, and I'm going to look for darker colors because that's my color palette right now in those colors.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just building your, and then my sneakers or my shoes are going to align with that.
Right.
And that's a great way to start. My next part of my minimalist journey is with coffee, because I like coffee, but it's more like about a couple years ago, I gave away my coffee machine because I was feeling like I was getting addicted. And I was like, I want to sort of, like, wean myself off. But I still like to get coffee from time to time. So I like to think about what's the best way to be good to the environment and also, like, be minimalist about coffee. So what's the best way? So now I'm researching, is it having a very minimalist kind of, like, coffee making system at home, you know, like something like a pour over, or is it that I just occasionally go to the coffee shop when I want a coffee, and yes, I'm gonna have it in a paper cup or whatever, or maybe I decide to bring a reusable, you know what I mean? Like, but it's all about how can we be minimalist, how can we be good to the environment. So that's something that Lita Rose and I are exploring.
Yes, and I'm loving it. And speaking of coffee, can I just share with everyone what happened to me on Friday? So I don't really drink coffee. The most I would do is a chai tea latte, which is really nothing. It's nothing. It's a baby drink. And I get the smallest size, so it's nothing. But I was, like, feeling all frisky and, like, adventurous. Like, let me try something new. And got a latte. And it was only a small size. And I was losing it. And I feel like it's still in my system now. Like, I was, no, for real, I was... My mind right now is still, like, blah.
She's feeling wacky, y'all.
I feel so wacky, and Judy Moss know me. I'm more, like, quiet, like, calm, you know, like, laid back, nonchalant, like, very chill vibes kind of energy.
Our personalities are, like, I'm high energy.
And I'm, like,
And chill. Lena Rose is like balances me out because she's like super chill.
I'm super chill. But Friday, I was feeling so like everywhere. And my mind was racing. Never again.
To wired.
I was wired. Like, she I couldn't focus.
She was in the barbershop where she was texting me. She's like, babe, I'm feeling wacky. I'm feeling wired. Yes. I was like, yes, get
she,
wacky.
She gets into that when yes. I get like that.
But she doesn't really like that.
I don't really like it. It's just too much energy. And like, I don't know what to do with it.
I was telling her, yeah, that's how I feel every day.
I don't know what, like, I cannot, like, I don't know what to do with all that energy. Like, where to, like, give it. I'm trying to listen to a podcast. And I was, my mind was, like, racing. So I had to, like, text you. I'm like, okay, I need to center my mind. And it works when I have, like, when I was focusing on something. Yeah. But when I wasn't.
Yeah.
I really wanted to run the streets. Like, I wanted to rip my clothes off and just run and scream. And the people probably thought, like, what's wrong with her? Is she on drugs? No, I'm on a latte.
You felt like, but I, is she on drugs? No, I'm on a latte.
But I feel like I was. That's why I couldn't do drugs. I'm like, it would take over my life. And I just, no. Yeah. So, speaking of that.
So, never again?
Never chai again. Tea latte, I stick to my chai tea latte and my herbal teas. And that's it, because I need something calm.
And I'm okay. I'm like, hey, I'm on 100 all the time. No. My brain is racing. There's like, I feel like if you open up my brain, there'd be a hamster on a wheel. There'd be a hamster riding a bike. There'd be a hamster in a circus. Like, it's like,
I need to be on 75 because
going on, and I'm on 100. No, she's on 75. Sometimes she's on 65. If we were like different speed limits, I'd be speeding on 100. Yeah, and
be
on 65.
And I'd be on 75 on a good day, but on the regular,
I'm feeling good.
When I'm feeling frisky, yeah, I'm like.
And we had a chai tea latte.
Mm-hmm. A full stomach, but on a regular, I'm like a 60. I am like a 65. I'm like, I'm just take my time, and I got time. But yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Well, speaking of coffee and our favorite things, lattes and stuff like that. Well, it's not Lita Rose's favorite thing.
It's not.
But because the name of this episode is ice cream and allergies, we thought we would revisit our favorite ice cream flavors in celebration of summer. Yeah. So let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite? Like, your five. Like, okay, you can say your top three, but, like, what's your number one, like, go-to ice cream flavor?
Okay, let me just pull that back. Let me just bring it back to when I was little Lita Rose. Little Kalita.
Little Kalita.
So, when I was a little child, strawberry. That was my jam. I was a strawberry girl. I'm like, oh, yes, that's it.
I never liked strawberry when I was little.
I loved it. Like, honestly, when I forgot what age. I think I was a baby. I had a birthmark. It's not here anymore, but it was in the middle of my forehead, and it was a strawberry. So I love anything strawberry. I kind of, like, out of that phase now. So that was that. And then got a little older, got a little grown, and then I think I started exploring cookies and cream. Which is still, like, there. That's, like, my go-to if I don't see anything else that I like. That's, like, my backup go-to. So, it was, like, cooking creams and, like, Oreo. Because I like a cookie. I like a good cookie kind of, like, ice cream. But, honestly, I like anything. Okay, so my top two. Pistachio. I love a good pistachio ice cream.
Tolenti makes a really good pistachio.
I love a good pistachio ice cream. And I like anything like caramel, but with like a crunch too. So it's like a caramel cone or just anything like waffle or hazelnut kind of. I need like a crunch and a caramel mix. So if you give me that, I'm happy.
That's you like a mint chip too?
No, I don't like mint chip.
No.
No, because I don't even like cookie dough. It's just certain kinds of cookies. Like, I like an Oreo because it's crunchy.
Oh, my gosh.
The cookie dough is, like, too soft. I mean, I like a crunch. Like, that's why I like something crunchy.
Remember that, like, Heath Bar Crunch?
Yeah,
or Butterfinger that. Crunch kind of stuff? You like that?
The Heath one, maybe, but the Butterfinger Crunch, I was like, it's okay. It's okay. It's still right. But, yeah, I just, like caramel something with caramel in it. It's like really my favorite. So yeah, what's your favorite?
I love cookie dough. As a child, that was like my favorite from Ben and Jerry's.
Mm-hmm.
I like anything that has like a cookie, like cookie, mm-hmm. brownie, cake.
Yeah, you like a cakey.
Peanut butter, honey. I think my favorite.
You don't like peanut butter? No, so I'll do peanut butter. That's like my last resort. I'll do a peanut butter.
That's like my first reason. I feel like I really like ice cream.
I was waiting for you just to say that part. Like,
to be honest, I really could go for any flavor. Mm-hmm. Really. I was that kid. I think I shared this on another episode, but I was that kid. I used to get mad if I didn't like the ice cream flavors or the choice of cake at birthday party. Somebody else's birthday party. Yeah. I'm like, I don't like this. Why they choose this? Like, you know the cake that has the fruity filling? I never really liked that kind of cake.
I like fruity cakes.
You know, because it will get like soggy in the middle, mm-hmm. unless it's made correctly. Right. That's a side. We're not talking about cakes.
No.
But you know, I like things that are like, a colossal of ice cream and cookies and like stuff.
A lot of sweets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a little sweet and savory.
I was getting so excited. See?
Poor Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I like a sweet and savory kind of thing. So
yeah, I can go for whatever. But I'd say my top is if they made like a peanut butter fudge chocolate chunk or like peanut butter brownie chocolate chip, I would lose it.
And this is why we couldn't share ice cream. Because we have when it comes to sweets, we have different taste in the sweet department.
We can agree on like cookies.
Cookies, yes, and like maybe one ice cream flavor we can agree on. But they don't have that specific ice cream, is out the window. We have to get our own or figure something out because she's like a very she likes like sweetie sweet stuff and cookie
it's like cakey sweet. It's not like I cannot do candy store like Twizzlers or like I don't even know. Like gummy bear, like all that kind of stuff. I cannot
do.
Do
you like the little sprinkles that I cannot stand?
That's our dog. She's drinking water. If you hear her coughing in the background.
She's like, I'm here. Yes.
But
do you like sprinkles? Like that little sprinkly.
Sprinkles. That's like the furthest I will go. But in terms of like any other stuff like that, I can't really get into that. That's too sweet for me, but I love cakey, chocolatey stuff like that. That's my jam. And then you know, because like I'm a coffee shop girl, I'm a coffee shop pastry girl. Like I love having coffee and a croissant or something like that. That's my jam, honey. And now that I'm older, I could get into strawberry now. Remember the Neapolitan?
Yeah,
it's like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
I did not like that.
I used to just take the chocolate and vanilla.
I just take the strawberry and that's it.
Leave the strawberry.
I would just only take that.
See,
and
that's
leave.
Why we meant to be, because you could have had the strawberry.
You could have had the other two. I know. See, that would have worked out perfect. If we would have found each other in a party, like somehow
as little kids,
somehow we would just connect. Like some about like how like if I was in New York or whatever, you was in Maryland, whatever, DC. Yeah, we would have been like,
you want the strawberry?
And I'd be like, yeah.
I was like, you want to be my wife?
Yeah. Stop. I wasn't expecting that. Don't do that.
I'm a flirt, honey.
I know. I don't think.
4 years. And congratulations to us in July.
Oh, yeah. So many things
we celebrated 4 years together, honey.
Yeah.
So congrats to us.
Yeah. Whoop whoop.
Applause.
Yeah.
And speaking of celebrations, we also celebrated both of our birthdays.
That's right.
We both turned 34. Mm-hmm. Lita Rose is a month older than me.
Yes.
Her birthday's on May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday's on June 21st.
Yeah.
Summer solstice.
So I'm a Gemini and she's a Gemini Cancer.
I'm a
Cancer.
She was trying to fit my Gemini, but it's true.
But it's true. Can
shout
you admit?
Out to all my Gemini. Shout out to all my Cancers. I'm a Gemini Cancer cusp because technically the Gemini ends and the Cancer begins actually on my birthday. So I'm born on the longest day of the year, but And then, interestingly, Leo Rose is sort of, like, on the Taurus.
Yeah, Taurus.
Gemini
cusp. Very true.
Right? Because mm-hmm. you were supposed to be born on the 20th, right?
Which is the Taurus. Yeah. But then I wasn't. Yeah. But I am, like, a Taurus and Gemini. I have some of their characteristics.
So how do you feel? We were 33. Now we are 34. We survived our Jesus year.
Yeah.
How do you feel, like, as a 34-year-old? And what reflections do you have about, like, what you learned in your 33rd year?
That's a good question. What did I learn? I'm thinking. I don't know what I learned. I just feel like, you know, just throughout my 30s in general, I'm like, I'm constantly learning and I'm constantly, like, evolving to the person that I am. Like, you know, like, just setting boundaries and speaking my truth, speaking up, and just being me and not necessarily figuring out who I am, but just unlearning a lot of things and just being very authentic to myself and, you know, letting the world see that version of me. So it's just like, I'm constantly just learning, honestly. And yeah, I'm just like, it's always something that I have to learn. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
Like, can you give us an example of one thing that you feel like has been particularly present in terms of what you've learned about yourself recently? I'm an interviewer, y'all.
Let me see. Let me think. Maybe we'll say just like opening up a little bit more. Like, I'm a private person and I like to be private. Like, I love that, and I love to share with people that I want to share things with. But also, like, I feel like it's okay to, like, let people in sometimes, because I can easily close that door if it doesn't work out. Like, if I feel like, oh, the person is taking advantage or stepping over my boundaries or just too much energy, I can easily close that door versus me just having the door closed,
right?
And having them to wait until what I feel comfortable. It's just like, okay, let me give everybody a chance from the beginning and take it from there kind of situation. Yeah, it's just like, I guess I'm like, I always been like a soft person, and then over the years I had like a hard shell, so I'm pulling that back.
Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Sour Patch Kid.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, but I'm pulling that back so I could be less sour, you
more
know?
Sweet.
And I also, yes, and more sweet. And also, I want to say, like, I'm not really petty anymore. So that's a big thing. I was a very petty person.
Claps,
I was
applause all
queen,
around.
Petty. And sometimes they want to come out, but I'm like, no, it's not worth it. So, but like stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that's for me.
I think that's really powerful, like, when you notice that situations come up and you don't react to them anymore like how you used to. It's like you feel like you could, but you're like, you know what,
right,
I'm mature from that,
right?
You're not gonna get that side anymore. Okay, I'm mature from
exactly
that. I could be petty, but
I could go all the way.
I'm self-aware and I realize that you're triggering that. And I realize where that trigger comes from, and I'm not going to. I choose.
Right.
That's what self-awareness is. It's
just
like
choosing.
It's just like tuning in, and choosing not to, like, deal with the situation like you used to.
Right.
That's all. That's good.
Yeah. What about you?
What was the question again?
kind of like you asking, like, what I've got the second question, but it's like, what have you learned, you know, when you were 33, something like that in the situation, something like that.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I think I shared this like on our podcast before, but I remember when I was about to turn 33, I ran into one of our neighbors on the staircase, and I was like, we were talking, and I was like, I can't believe I'm going to turn 33 this week. And she gave me like a big hug, and she was like, 33 is an important year. It's like your Jesus year. It's like a big year of personal development and growth and intellectual growth and all this. And I feel like that's really true.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've done a full 360 in terms of, you know, for me, I've become, sometimes you go in a circle of like who you used to be. Do you know what I mean?
That's where I'm at too.
And you have to, but you, it's like you leave something that you used to do, mm-hmm. then you go through this spiritual experience, and then you find out, hey, you know what? That's actually where I do belong.
Right.
So now with this new perspective, how can I continue doing that thing mm-hmm. that was meant for me, that natural born ability, that natural intuitive gift? And so for me, I had another podcast called Outside Hers, which you guys can check out.
Yes.
And I recorded that for a really long time, and I enjoyed that podcast, but then I stopped because of many reasons, and I kind of like fell off, and I sort of got involved in my job, and you know, like I kind of just let go of what I was doing creatively. But when I turned 33, I started growing more and doing a lot of internal work and discovering my voice again and really allowing myself, because you know how sometimes you think you're being vulnerable,
yeah,
or you think you're putting yourself out there, mm-hmm. and you're like, yeah, but you know, right? But you're not.
But you're really not.
And that's the point I was at the beginning of turning 33. I thought I was putting myself out there, honey, but I really wasn't. And I started a YouTube channel and everything. But I felt like I was playing a character, you know, instead of just being me. I thought that I had to be this persona in order for people to enjoy the content that I was creating, as opposed to just being Julia, right? Yeah. Like, just being who I am.
Right.
And if you don't know, that's my born name. But I had to really step into that. So I'd say that's what the growth has been for me. And you know what? I got a plant on the beginning of my 33rd birthday, and I watched it grow. And you know, what's interesting is like I could never grow plants before, but this year I have really successfully grown my plant, and I feel like that's because I am growing. I feel like plants are a reflection of your own growth. And now I've started a whole new podcast, Letters from Mars.
Yes.
So check that out. And Lita Rose has her own podcast.
Yes, Lita's Letters After Dark.
Right.
It's an erotic storytelling situation.
Sexy. Queer erotica, honey.
Yes.
Which is much needed in our community.
Yes.
So I've started Letters from Mars, and I also did my first travel outside of the country in a really long time, maybe in like 4 years. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I traveled to London because I took a speaking course where I learned how to, you know, raise my voice more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to put myself out there in that way too, and it really changed me. So I'd say 33 for me was like breaking out of my shell, getting real with myself, truly being vulnerable and putting myself out there and being okay with it. Not hiding behind, like you had a shell, you said you were in a shell. I think I feel like I was in a shell also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's been for me. And 34 just feels like really empowering.
Yeah, you know? I love 34.
Stepping into your power.
Speaking of, I just want to go back when you said like, you know how you go in circles and then you end up back like where you started kind of situation. So I was like thinking, I was like, oh my God, think about my style. I always think about my style. And I was like, wow, I'm really going back to like how I used to dress when I was like younger. It's like sporty. I'm like, wow, I always dress like that. So it's like, I'm not really doing nothing new or different. It's always been me, like a sporty kind of person. Like a tomboy, tom girl kind of person. So I was just thinking about that. I'm like, wow, it's amazing. Like I'm going back to that. So I'm like, wow. But anyway, that's all I wanted to share.
No, I love that. And I think, you know, that's what it's about. One of my friends told me that, I didn't hear this quote myself, but Arianna Huffington, you know, the Huffington Post, she said, we think that the journey is like looking outside of ourselves to discover who we are.
Right.
But I think the true journey is looking within and slowly over time, whittling away, right, all the parts of ourselves that are sort of like our outer shell that we have, that have like hardened around us, and whittling that part away, unlearning things so that we can get back to who we truly are, like go full circle into who we truly are. And I think that's the real, that's the real gem and jewel, honey, of it all. But I like being 34, honey.
Me too.
I feel like I'm in my magical summer.
I love being 34. I can't wait to be 35. But I'm not rushing it, but I love being 34.
It's just like you feel so much more confident. And while, you know, being in your 20s is also awesome, it's like there's something really great about being in your
30s.
You really start to come into your own and start to feel more comfortable
and confident.
You learn to say no to people and be okay with it.
Not feeling guilty.
So it's been really, really powerful, I think, for both of us. And also, like, in terms of, I would say, like, for us, like, relationship wise we've done a lot of work in terms of our communication. And we've gotten a lot closer spiritually in terms of our connection. So that has been a really important part of our journey as
So, I agree. We definitely, like, we communicate better, and, you know,
we do.
And that's just like, it will constantly get better, like, all the time. Like as we keep growing, it's just, like, it's gonna keep getting better from here.
Exactly. From here on. And I think a successful relationship with your partner begins with the relationship that you have with yourself.
Yes.
Like, if you cannot tap in to your own feelings and understand yourself and communicate honestly, like, self, how am I feeling?
Right.
And how can you translate that to another person? You know what I mean? Like, for me, I had to realize, in terms of vulnerability, I thought when Lita Rose and I were having disagreements or arguments, that I'm I honestly thought I was expressing myself fully, but I learned I wasn't. Like, I wasn't being, like, down to the nitty gritty about how I was actually feeling. And I had to learn how to tap first into myself and be honest with myself, be vulnerable enough to myself to be able to then be vulnerable to her. But if you can't do that with yourself first, then it's hard to do it to, other people.
And I think for me, like, what changed with my communication style is, like, because before, in the past, with, like, previous, like, relationships and stuff like that, I would just, like, leave. Like, I, like, go for a walk. Like, just not even talk. I just was, I have to go for a walk, or, oh, I'm just quiet, and I'm just going to shut down. Like, I'm not going to say anything at all. Like, I'm not even going to say it. I need to think or process anything. I'm just going to just be quiet. And I'm really good at ignoring people, so, like, I would just ignore you. Like, you know, everything is lights out.
Lights off. Good night.
Good night. I'm asleep. But being with Judy Mars, like, you know, just if I'm not, if I don't know what's going on, how I'm feeling in that moment, I could just, like, I don't know right now or whatever. And then I usually come back and then, like, express how I'm feeling or think it through. Because I do, for me, I have to process what happened. Like, I, sometimes I cannot, like, express it right away. Because usually if I am upset, because, like, my way of being emotional, if I'm upset, it's going to come out wrong. Like, you know, like, I might get loud, or, like, you know, before in the past, I would just say mean things, but I don't do that at all. But it's just not going to come out right. I won't communicate it effectively, and it's just very, it's, like, high emotions. Like, my emotions are all over the place.
It's, like, reacting instead of responding. You know?
So, it's just too many emotions. So, like, you know, now I learned to, like, okay, let me process it, and then let me come back and just say, like, okay, I thought it through. This was what, this, you know, it's bothering me, or it was bothering me, you know, whatever the case is. So that helped me, like, I don't go on walks anymore. So I sorted out.
And, you know, I mean, like, it's still okay for us to do things that help us. But I think the key is, when you're in a relationship with someone else, it's just to, like, vocalize what's the steps,
Exactly.
So the other person realizes. So, like, let's say Lita Rose needs to go for a walk, right? It's like saying to me, oh, I am feeling a certain way,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to lash out.
Right.
So what's going to help me right now is to take a walk.
Right.
And clear my head for a little while. I do want to talk to you about this, but at this moment, I need to, like, get moving and move my legs and move my body. Right. And it's going to help me to get some of my energy out.
Right.
But, you know, that takes a lot of self-awareness. Is that easy? No. Definitely
hell
not.
No.
Okay? It takes a lot of meditation.
Yeah. Okay.
And growth.
Yes.
Spiritual
growth.
And patience.
Growth.
Okay? Mm. But if you're able to do that, that's really powerful, you know? And just tapping into that and knowing. Or, like, for me, saying, you know, like, this is coming from a loving place. I'm feeling this way. Mm. Is this what? And asking questions, saying how you genuinely feel.
Right.
I'm feeling this way. Is this what your intention is?
Right.
Or is this what you think is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this what you're trying to say?
Right.
This is how I'm taking it.
Right.
Right? But starting with I,
mm-hmm.
so that the other person doesn't feel attacked, but
right.
it's more of a conversation.
Right.
I think that's really key.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And just speaking about self-awareness,
mm-hmm.
tapping in to who you are, I think we're going to close this podcast off.
Okay.
We're talking about something upbeat, honey.
What is it?
Question of the episode.
Ooh.
If you were a superhero,
mm-hmm.
what would be your kryptonite? Meaning, what takes away your power?
What would
So I want to know. Mm. I want to say two parts. Like,
mm-hmm.
what would be your power? And then, like, what would be your kryptonite?
Mm-hmm. Can I see?
We have our list of things.
Yeah, I know my kryptonite, but did I even say what my superpower would be? I think
mm-hmm.
I said it out loud when we was actually having the discussion, but I don't remember. I forgot I know what it is anyway.
Just say what comes to mind now.
But anyway, okay, so I know. So for the kryptonite thingy, I said pollen because my allergies, like, if I'm outside, like, I try sometimes.
Take
but
my
like,
walks in nature.
Yes, I try to take my walks, especially when it's, like, a, you know, good temperature for me. I try to go out, you know, and join everyone, join Juni Mars and our dog. But sometimes that pollen be kicking my ass, and I'm like, ugh, I didn't bring enough tissue for all of this. My eyes are puffy, swollen, nose running. Sometimes I might choke. It's just too much.
Oh my
yeah,
yes,
sometimes
she,
my throat get like a little tight, so I'm constantly coughing,
yes.
and two, like, my eyes get red. So, like, if I don't have water or, like, a pill and I don't take medicine, if I don't have water, I'm just going to be coughing until it's ready to stop. So, I would say that can take me off. If I was a superhero and I'm out in the field and out here in this world outside, that problem would knock me out. But also, I'm trying to think another one. Do I have another one? I feel like annoying people. Because I feel like when people ask me stupid questions, I just like, what? And my power would be, it would be something with, like, my hands, like, my touch. Like, I would do, like, a gentle touch on someone. Like, say, like, they all worked up.
She's good for a good gentle touch.
Yes.
Maybe.
And you get all riled up and you mad. I just, like, touch you, like,
yes.
It, like, would change everything. Yes, it would change everything. And also my eyes, because sometimes, like, when we are out and I need to get someone's attention, like the server or whatever, like, I be staring them down, like, just down. And they look, and like, oh, I need you for a second. And they come, like, I don't know how they know. They just feel
she
it.
She has a very strong energy.
They just feel it. And, like, they just turn around and make eye contact. I always lock eyes with people that I need to lock eyes with.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, like, my two.
That's how she got me, too.
Mm-hmm. Lock those eyes.
Well, she was giving me a stink face, but I still came anyway. I
but
still approached her.
It wasn't you. I was just mad at the train.
I said, I don't care. I'm going to still talk to her.
I wanted my snacks.
I'm
going to
brighten up her day. Yeah, because she's a foodie.
We both are foodies.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's why we were talking about ice cream.
Okay. And we almost had it today.
Oh.
But we got some sweets, some treats.
Well, yeah, we got to have our treats, honey. We got some pineapple.
So we
got
to close this up cookies. Soon. What's your power?
Chow down, honey.
Okay. What's your kryptonite?
I feel like my superpower mm-hmm. is like something I actually feel is true to my energy is that I will be able to like touch someone's hand or yeah. like, you know, touch their shoulder or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have like my Raven Simone moment, you yeah. know, where she's like, and she yeah. like sees everything.
Yeah.
And I will be able to see their past. And, like, understand their whole story with, like, one touch,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I can understand them mm-hmm. and, like, how to help them.
Yeah.
And I also see that touch as a healing touch to yeah. sort of help heal whatever is the pain or whatever it is they need more encouragement about. But mm-hmm. I want to use that not just for people, also for animals because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm an animal lover.
Yes, she is.
Nature lover, plant mama.
But can I just insert one more power?
Oh, sure.
I also would see the future.
I feel like she does. Yeah, she sees the future for real.
I do.
She be trying to tell me stuff. And I then know. I'm like, she's like, you want to know?
When I first started doing it and I didn't really understand like where it was coming from or like what was happening, she was like, okay. I'm like, no, for real. She didn't believe, you didn't believe me at first.
And then it was true.
But then stuff didn't happen.
Yeah, and I feel like for me too, I can understand people's mm-hmm. past without them telling me.
That's very true.
You know, I could just feel it. I don't yeah. know what it is. Ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have really, really special gifts.
Yeah.
It's just about being in tune yeah. to what your special gift. I guarantee you, all of you listening know that you have a special gift. And so things that come naturally. So think about what's your superpower.
Yeah.
What's your special gift? Yeah. And then my kryptonite.
Yes. What's your kryptonite?
Did I write it down?
Yeah. I saw it.
Oh, I said my kryptonite would be cigarette smoke. Honestly, I feel like, yeah. So I feel funny. Like that's a huge, like, smoke and stuff like that. That's a huge, like, thing that affects my throat because mm-hmm. like right my instrument is my voice and,
right
I feel like that would be a serious thing like any sort of smoke or pollution toxins I'm very sensitive to smells
yeah that's so, true
so that you know that would be my thing
mm-hmm.
but you know just to be aware of what's your thing and keep your precautions up
okay
Maybe I have a mask or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, know what's your things that challenge you.
Right.
And just have your tools.
Right.
In your toolbox.
Mm-hmm. Protect that energy,
To protect
honey.
That energy, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe that means you travel in smoke-free zones.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is for you. Oh, the only other thing that before we close out that I wanted us to mention was any style evolution.
Oh,
we have had
yeah.
From the last season of our podcast.
I'm trying to think, what did I say last
time? We did touch on minimalism and stuff like
right.
that, but you know, your whole journey with streetwear, and if you want to tap into that.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what I said the last time, but I know it's still androgynous. My look is always androgynous. But yeah, I was like tapping into like the streetwear industry and trying to get a feel about that. And thought I was going to be like a sneakerhead. Mind you, I'm a minimalist. So I was going to be a sneakerhead and like, you know, wear all this streetwear, stuff like that. And I did it for a little bit, but I was like, okay, this is fun. I think I just really enjoy it. And I like looking at other people, like Instagram or like out in public. I like just looking at it. Like I admire that, but I just realized like, you know what? And the whole like rocker look, I feel like I still can pull that off. But I went through that phase to like saying like I like a minimal like chic sporty look. I think that would be my look now. It's like very sporty, chic, simple, you know, like classic. Yeah. That's where I'm at now.
And for me, I've gone from, you know, being very, especially like when I first, from the time that Lita Rose and I met, it's like I've done a full style evolution.
Yeah.
I went from feeling, especially when I had my own business, like I felt like I had to be very closed and protected and like not show my body.
Right.
And like, you know, just cover. I used to button my shirts up to the T. That used to bother Lita Rose.
Like this.
To the top, which is
I feel like I was choking.
I feel like it's very attractive. It's cute. I love that look.
Cute.
I still
it's
like
polished.
That look.
Yeah.
It's a very polished look.
I love
but
that.
For me personally, I have grown to be a little more loose, a little bit more open, a little less professional, because I really thought the only way to be taken seriously was if I had a suit and, you know, a blazer style with a button up, which is beautiful. I love that look. Especially in our queer community. But for me, I had to learn how to let go of that and to just be myself beyond, you know, this professional persona, and to let go of labels and just allow myself to be creative. And that has actually been really powerful and instrumental in helping me to tap more into my feminine energy, to become more free and more comfortable expressing myself, expressing my body. You know, even as much as like, I will say openly, like, I don't really like my body like that. For a long time, I felt like I would bind my breasts, like wear tighter bras to just kind of like hide it. Because I remember growing up, like in middle school, it was like I went through puberty really early, and then like people were always commenting on the size of my boobs and all this, and it was just like a lot for me. And then I think when I got older, I just didn't want that attention. You know what I mean? But now I'm like, honey,
look.
Honey,
it's okay.
Let's get these out of here. Let's show this. Let's shake it up. Let's, you know, I believe in androgyny. Just you don't have to be one way. Like maybe one day. The great thing about us, we're very verse as a couple. Like there's some days where Lita Rose may present more androgynous, more. And when we say androgynous, it's like, you know, you're not particularly fully masculine presenting or fully feminine presenting. You kind of like this in between, which we love to play with that sexual energy, that sexual presentation, you know, that gender expression.
Yes.
And it's like sometimes I might be more feminine in the way that I express myself, and sometimes she might be. But it's like just having that freedom and fluidity. And that's only come with me, in terms of my style of evolution, really tapping in, learning how to heal, learning about the things that I've been, you know, like healing from, like trauma and things like that, things I'm letting go, people I'm forgiving, so that I can feel like less like I have to be like, oh my God, I have to cover myself up, because I'm coming from a fearful place, which is very real, and starting to heal myself so that I can feel more free and more comfortable with my body. So
yeah,
that's definitely been part of my style evolution. And also for me, it's become, I love nature, so now I'm really selecting clothes that embrace that side of me and being okay with that.
Yeah,
you know, outdoorsy style clothes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and things that are more utilitarian.
I like that.
And embracing that side of myself as well. You know, I still like my tight clothes, honey, but you know, just more comfortable.
Yeah, like more comfortable,
stretchy.
Yes.
Stuff that if I want to go on a walk with my dog in the park, and then I want to go meet up with a friend for coffee, it's like I can still wear the same outfit, in terms of like it's utilitarian. It's like useful, practical outfit, but it still looks so chic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I'm at style-wise.
Yeah.
What about you all? We want to hear from you guys.
Yes.
We will link our contact information in the description. If you'd like to send us an email, if you have questions for us, we would love to hear from you. If there are topics that you'd like us to discuss, let us know about it.
Please do.
Yeah. And we thank you so much for listening to our first episode of season two.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, of Lovers and Friends.
Yes.
And we love you guys. And we'll
see you next time.
See you next time. In the meantime, take care. Remember that you are the love. And enjoy every day to the fullest. Love you guys. Bye.
Peace.
Bye. Peace.